it's the final percent. The final percent. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, all right, all right. I'm back, guys. You know, it's interesting how often you tend to say that when you have something like a podcast, because if it's not your main thing, you tend to be there and then you leave and then you're there and then you leave. And, you know, the team, Owen, Salo, Valfred, they've been working really hard to create content schedules because we're firing the whole TFP machine, the TFP engine back up. And, you know, today I'm going to be super, super real. I'm probably going to be a little too vulnerable, but, you know, it is what it is. It's interesting to go into a retreat phase so that you can, you know, observe. I've been in a quasi-sabbatical since basically the summit. And, you know, I just want to kind of explain why, because, you know, again, I'm keeping this real because, you know, this is kind of the stake in the ground so that we are going to get back to, you know, like I said, the high performance engine that TFP usually runs. I really stretched myself way, way too thin in 2021, and so much so that I think I might have entered for the very first time, and I'm Mr. Motivational, and so this is me just keeping it 100 with everybody. I think I actually pushed myself into a state of depression, and I had so many things from fighting with the state of Colorado, because obviously we have a government-sanctioned school. The summit, it was my first conference. We had about 250 people there, and it was, you know, a learning experience. It was incredibly fun. I think we achieved exactly what we wanted to do. I moved our entire school from Boulder down to Denver. I lost two of my, who I thought were my best friends, and there's never a time I'm ever going to go into details on that. But it was extraordinarily hard for me. And then to top it all off, I had this thing called a baby. And so the emotional struggles that go to reconciling all of those things, and then being a life coach is extraordinarily hard, because if you think about it, who do you really talk to? Because it's one thing to have your own coach and you working on your own problems, but when you are the point of contact, it's like if you're in the NBA, you're the point guard running the play for everybody's problems. So when anybody has emotional problems, financial problems, you know, they want to reconcile, they want to make a push, they want to retreat, they want to, whatever it is, they're coming to you to take your energy, use your energy, your expertise, and you're a little bit of a sponge. You're absorbing their stuff. You're absorbing that stuff, but you're not really reconciling your own stuff. And I think that when I look back on that moment, moment being the year of 2021. 2021 was absolutely harder on me than 2020. 2021 was very interesting. And to be honest with you, and it hit me the most when I don't know if you guys, if you're on Instagram, this will make sense to you. If you're not on Instagram, you know, just kind of roll with me for a second. I will explain it the best that I can. It really hit me when there is this audio that you can use, and it's basically one of these things that are pre-recorded, and it says basically put your version to this as a video. So basically there's audio that you put to a video that you have or a picture that you have. And what the audio said was, show me a picture or a video of you when everyone thought you were at your best and inside you were really at your worst. And it hit me that for me, that was the summit. That was my own conference because I had pushed so hard and there were so many people who didn't come through. And there were so many people who, you know, you made the promises and didn't show up and didn't come through. And it was really hard because I was kind of kicking the emotional can down the road. And realistically, the summit ended up being a structure of exchange for change, 100%. That is what we were trying to get accomplished, was bring great people together, not let it be a pitch fest, help people, you know, actually equip themselves to make a better life. And we succeeded. We succeeded in ways that I didn't even see, and we succeeded at a depth, at levels that I didn't even know were possible. And it was, you know, one of the saving graces for me because I was able to see the impact that this brand, that quite frankly, all of the work was worth it. And the problem was, is I refused because I was so spent emotionally, so spent, you know, the time, the energy, and then again, going straight into having a baby. You know, we didn't make a real push. And if you read the book, Good to Great by Jim Collins, he has a principle in there called the flywheel principle. And he says, when you turn that little cog and it turns all of these different things and you get that big cog that starts moving, that's when you really, really want to strike. And we got the cog moving. But then, to be honest with you, I pulled back and I couldn't figure out why. I couldn't figure out why did I pull back? Why did I just, I didn't care. I mean, there were things people were asking me to go speak here, go do this. Can you help me with this? And I mean, I left a ton of money on the table because I was so spent. And it made me realize that I didn't truly understand wealth until I took this time off and just kind of, you haven't really seen me on social media other than pictures of my kid. By the way, being a dad is maybe the best thing on planet Earth. It's really reconnected me to my faith, which, and I'm not saying that I didn't believe, it's just I didn't have time for it, which is really scary if you think about it. And you know, Kayla and I, 3 years before Conrad finally got here, Kayla and I had a bad miscarriage. And it was devastating. If you've been through it, then you know. If you haven't, then you just don't know. That's the only way to put it. And it's really interesting because I prayed for basically 3 years straight. I just said, God, that's it. We were at these crazy dinners with, you know, multi millionaires, and in some cases even billionaires. And they'd play this game. People would go around the table and say, hey, what do you want to have happen this year? And people talk about their businesses and trips and houses and this, that, and the other. And you know, every time it came to Kayla and I, we would just say, we want a healthy baby. And it's interesting because God answered our prayer, and He showed up in a way. I'm telling you guys, this kid is absolutely magic. He is a blessing beyond blessings. And I think sometimes when you ask for something and you pray for something for so long, and when it finally happens, you tend to forget where it came from. You tend to forget to say thank you for answered prayers. And the thing that really hit me hard is one day, I'm just doing dad things, you know, we're changing a diaper, we're doing whatever it is, and he just poops himself, it goes everywhere, and he's still so cute, and he smiles, and then you clean it up, and you change the diaper, and then maybe he spits up, and then he smiles, and you've got spit up on you, but you're seeing your this, and you're just like, oh my God, I love you so much. And it really, really hit me because, you know, Conrad, my son, has taught me two super duper important lessons. And number one is those moments when he poops himself, when he spits up, when he cries, when he screams bloody murder, when he wakes you up. I still love him so much. I haven't gotten mad. I haven't gotten frustrated. And it was in that moment when I was looking at Conrad and I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. Even though you just woke me up for the 14th time. And I realized in that moment that that's how God looks at me. When I'm actively crapping myself, when I'm actively not following his plan, when I'm actively throwing up everywhere metaphorically, he will still look at me and say, man, I love you so much. And that's when I really started doubling down on my faith. So in this kind of sabbatical, I've really doubled down on my faith, which has been very important. But the other thing is when you pray for something, when you ask God, deliver me a son, deliver me something, and he showed up. Conrad's here, guys. He's healthy. He's just the light of my life. You forget that when you're praying for your son, that you're actively also praying for dirty diapers. You're actively also praying for the sleepless nights. You're actively also praying for the spit up. Praying for less time in your marriage, and you have to be deliberate to make that work. You're praying for both sides and realizing those two things. Because, you know, when people say, man, God, I just really want you to deliver me $1 million. And then he gives you opportunities like work, like knowledge, being able to go somewhere and meet someone, but you turn it down because you don't have enough money. Because you're like, I can't take that risk. We have to be in a state of action to get the blessings. But we also have to be able to be aware enough to see the blessings. And so that's why I had to slow down. Because I watched this thing happen on church one day. And, you know, and you've probably seen this on Instagram. I've seen a bunch of people do it. And, you know, the pastor's walking on a treadmill. And the treadmill is set to, you know, 3 miles an hour, but he's trying to run. He's trying to run as fast as he can. And the treadmill is still going 3 miles an hour. And he's trying to speed the treadmill up by running faster. Not like he's not clicking the button to make the belt go faster. It's God set the tempo. God set the opportunity. And we're trying to speed things up by doing all this unnecessary action, this extra stuff. And I was able to kind of stop the extra. You know, I'm still kind of an extra human, probably always will be. But I was able to really gain a lot of clarity around what I want out of life, who I want to do life with, where I'm going, my non-negotiables in life. And I'm restarting the engine. Like I said, guys, I'm restarting. We're probably not going to get back to full speed until my guess is June 1st. So I'm going to start releasing podcasts. This one's going to go out. We're probably going to release this one same day. I think it's April 28th. And through May, you're going to start seeing hints of what we've been up to behind the scenes and what we've been working on. We have some really incredible things coming out. And it all came out of a time of peace, a time of deliberate intention. And I have to say, I don't know if I would go back to the quote unquote busy life. So, like I said, this is an update. I just wanted to be candid and, you know, let people know I think, you know, I was kind of coming out of depression because I was fighting so many battles. And, you know, I had any one of my battles would really, really mess up most people. I've just, unfortunately, I'm not saying I'm better than anyone. I'm just more conditioned to fight battles. But when I really doubled down on being a great coach and I started coaching other people, fighting not only my battles, but everyone's battles, and then just realizing I didn't want to take home the negativity. I didn't want to this. And so I really had to get deliberate in my life. I had to create boundaries. I had to create, you know, that I will not tolerate this. And, you know, I'm better for it. So anyway, we are going to go the final percent in a little bit more forward fashion, because again, I've only taken, you know, a few gigs in these last 7 months. I've gone to San Diego, Phoenix a couple times. I went to Idaho one time, and you know, it was fun, and we I was able to take Conrad and Kayla, and that was one of my non-negotiables. Look, I'm not going to do this without them, because I'm still trying to figure some stuff out inside of me. And we are going to the next level with who we are, but not in a big grandiose way. That was old Greg. It's much more in a very deliberate way. I want to be very inclusive, but also exclusive. And I think that is kind of the name of the game. The big, open to everyone, pleasing everyone. I'm not capable of that. I want to find people who I can rock with and ride with and have fun. And I've found a lot of those people behind the scenes in this sabbatical time of my life. And I'm going to see what comes of that. But it has not stopped me from coming up with new, incredible concepts. I think we have, I would say, you know, we have 3-4 new coaches, TFP coaches, and they're all getting ready to release their own series. And then I also have, I think, 17 series that are getting ready to drop. We did a little teaser series called the Reflection Series that's actually live right now. So if you want to log in and check that out, please do so. But yeah, this is the Final Percent Podcast, and I'm going to be having some very fun guests on here that are going to surprise you. But I just wanted to kind of explain why did I get so quiet? And I think, you know, I just got so burnt out. I really stopped caring, and I had to go internal before I was able to go external, again. And, you know, a lot of people think that I'm this extrovert, and you know, I can be extra when I have to, but realistically, if you look at who I am, I don't really go out all that much. I don't go to the club. I don't go to events. I'm actually very much an introvert. I have just had to do the extrovert thing so to drive the engine of what I thought I needed to do. And I've really reconnected with myself. My wife, I don't know if this is a real thing, but she keeps saying it. She says, no, we're ambiverts. We are both. We play in both arenas. So you're going to see a different side of me. You're going to see a different vibe coming from the Final Percent. And it's going to be extraordinarily personal. And it's not going to be for everybody. That is to say the least. So anyway, this is just an update on the Final Percent. I'm just going to throw this out there. The events that we have, I think I have something like 5 events in June. So that's why I said, you know, June is really marking the when we are back. And that's kind of by design. Kayla and I talked when Conrad was born, and we wanted to really scale everything back for the first 6 months of his life. And in June, it is go time. So you're going to see some pretty incredible things that we've been up to, and you're going to see a much better presence, and we will be more accessible, but in very specific ways. So anyway, this has been just an update on the final percent. Oh, that was the wrong button. Let's just hear the applause at this point. That's people giving me applause for hitting the wrong button. You'd think I push buttons for a living. Well, while we're at it, let's just find out what these other buttons do. Okay, cool. That's that one. All right. If I ever need to make a good joke, why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. Okay. All right. Hey, guys, that was a dad joke. That was a dad joke. I can make those now. Tell me that's not awesome. So anyway, I am a giant dork. That is the real me. I love you all. I appreciate you all. Thanks for being patient with me. And we are going to put some stakes in the ground to take this whole machine into a different direction. The next level is upon us. It's the final percent. The final percent.